To say I have an unconventional marriage would be something of an understatement. I first met my charming and debonair wife after she hit me with a steel fucking chair. I guess being a somewhat successful pro wrestler, that's kind of how you meet a lot of people. There's always some new bitch out to make a name for herself by toppling the queen. Not that I was ever the queen, of course. I won my fair share of titles, but it was more my attitude and sexual promiscuity that won me my army of fans. And a small army of rivals, of course. Megan wasn't the first to try and take me out, but she was certainly the baddest. A more unhinged and broken bitch I have never met. I fucking hated her. And she hated me with no less ferocity, I can assure you. We fought and we warred across rings, studios, locker rooms, and pretty much anywhere else we happened to run into each other. I remember one time I ran into her buying some lunch from a little food van in her beloved Portland. She turned around and before she even realised who I was, she had a hot bowl of dashi in her face and a size 6 boot up her cunt. Sometimes I miss some of the deranged shit we got up to. But after a while, and many visits to the hospital, I came to realise that the reason we took to beating the crap out of each other so wholeheartedly was less to do with rivalry and more to do with schoolyard romance. The realisation was quite a shock, let me tell you. The sudden truth that the woman you've been spending the better part of a year tried to murder, or in the very least, maim, might actually be the love of your life. Well, they do say, love hurts, and nobody could put a hurt on me better than Megan Dow. My little punky. So after a courtship that was as ferocious and passionate as it was tumultuous and brutal, we finally managed to stop hitting each other long enough to get married.